the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters, we have before us today the parable of the sower of the seed. Everyone knows this parable. Even people that are not Christians know about this parable. It's one of the few parables that's explained by the Lord, because the disciples did not understand it. It's a parable about hearing, but especially a parable about doing. Because the Lord says that he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Let us describe a few elements of the parable, and let's see then what it wants to teach us. The sower, of course, is God. The one who sows his seed, the Word of God. The one who went out to sell his seed, Jesus Christ, who was incarnate. This going out is to become incarnate. This is reminiscent to the parable of the Good Samaritan, where he journeyed. His journey was his incarnation, seeking out souls that are lost, seeking to show us the way and to make us capable of going that way. So he sows his seed, and as he sows, some falls on the wayside, some upon rock or rocky ground, shallow ground, some upon ground that has lots of thorns and weeds in it, and some upon good ground. The Lord explains these types of ground to us in the gospel. So that question is really answered. But the most important part of the parable is, how do we become the good ground? There's four kinds of ground, three of which do not inherit the kingdom of God. This describes all of mankind. Every human being can be described by this type of ground. One of these four types. So the question for you and I should be, how do we become good ground? Because it's only good ground that inherits salvation. It's only good ground that brings forth fruit. Now, the Lord said, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Everybody has ears. But does everyone hear? Because the ears only bring sound to be interpreted by the mind, right? You could hear something in another language and not know anything about it. Although you'd understand that it's some language, but you wouldn't understand a thing. Well, the language of God is that which Jesus Christ has taught us. We just heard another gospel. It's about love. Now, for us to understand the things that God says to us, whether it be through our ears, or whether it be through the Holy Spirit within our heart, is for us to have an understanding that can comprehend what he's saying. This does not come about just by happenstance. This comes from cultivation. So he uses ground, which is the souls of men, as this metaphor for what we must do. Now there's good ground and there's bad ground. There are four kinds of ground, three are bad. Now, the one kind that he mentions in the beginning, the wayside, in my opinion, those people will never be saved. They're the type of people that hear the same thing we hear, but it never makes any difference to them. It never touches their lives. And don't fool yourself. Some of those people are going to church. Then there is that ground which is shallow and rocky. And that ground can be improved. You can take the rocks out. You can till it. You can add manure to it. You can make it fertile with effort. What are those rocks? Those rocks would be our passions and our sins that make us shallow. With rocks, what happens with the moisture? It goes through the ground very, very quickly. And the plants no longer have access to it. Or it actually doesn't even allow the moisture to even get into the ground. It just runs off if there's that many rocks in the soil. So we must get rid of the rocks. so that we can absorb the Word of God, which you can call seed. In another place it's called rain. But neither seed nor rain will do any good in ground that is not prepared. So we must take away the rocks. Now then there's the ground that is filled with weeds. But what do you do with ground filled with weeds? You weed it. There's two things involved. One, you need to watch out for the weeds. And the other, you must pull them. Now tares, thorns, they hurt to pull them out. They might be very deep. It might take a lot of effort. And you take actually some of the ground with you when you pull out a weed. So there is a loss when you pull away weeds. But if we pull these weeds away, then the good seed can grow unhindered, unchoked by the cares of this life. And if we are good ground, we can become bad ground. Because weeds, the seeds are flying through the air all the time. So the ground can always become weedy again. And also, although rocks don't fly through the air, the ground can become rocky again. Because if we go back to our sinful way of life, then we are again rocky ground and shallow ground. The important thing here is, do we know how to listen to what the Lord says to us? It's only possible if we are moral people. This is why I tell you all the time, it's always about morality. All theology is about morality. It's about how to live, how to think, the kind of person you should be. It's not about what we believe, it's about what we do, based on what we believe. And if we do not live a moral life, then we are incapable of hearing. These parables are completely unintelligible to us. All that the Lord says is unintelligible. You ever known someone who is not able to trust the way they've been treated in their life, maybe the way they were raised, or difficult relationships? They cannot trust. And if you give them kindness, they don't believe you. They don't know how, they don't understand kindness. That's not in their vocabulary. Well, if we do not love, we don't understand love. If we're not kind, we don't understand kindness. If we're not humble, we don't understand humility. And what the Lord says to us, we completely don't understand if we don't become what He says to us. This parable is inferring to us, because in other places it's said more clearly. But this parable is inferring to us that we must do something with our ground, with our souls, so that we can hear the Word of God and keep it. That's why He says, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Everybody has ears, but not everybody hears. The reason they don't hear is because they are morally incompetent. The more morally incompetent you are, the less you hear. And we see this even in children, right? In the beginning, children can be self-centered and not understand why it is that they should share or other such things. But as they grow to maturity, it becomes very obvious to them why they should share if they've been taught correctly and have listened. Then they put away those childish things. Well, this is the case with us in many, many things. The epistle today, or one of the epistles, has this beautiful line in it by St. Paul. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I live now in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. This cannot be understood, as St. Paul writes it, unless we live it. For many, the cross is an event, or an important dogma to be discussed and understood. For St. Paul, it is a way of life. For St. Paul, it's everything. Because his ears could hear. because he was living a moral life, so that the cross for him was about morality. The moral one showed us how to become moral and made us capable of becoming moral. And so we see this in the cross. How many times do you see a person wear a cross and they don't look very religious the way they're wearing it? The cross is just some sort of symbol of jewelry to many people. Or perhaps a symbol of Christianity, but not the depth of Christianity. The depth of Christianity is we want to become like the one who is on the cross. You can almost say that the cross is like seed being sown in the ground of men. This cross is the quintessential example of the kind of person we should be, because it shows the man we should be like displayed on the cross, the God-man Jesus Christ. But it is not understood by most. The cross is a way of life. The cross is how we should become. Just as when the seed falls on the ground, we should have fruit. The fruit is the way of the cross. But it's not understood unless we live it. Now this parable has intricate details about what, you know, the types of ground. I didn't even go into much detail about it at all, what the rocky ground really is and the tares and everything. The important thing to know is only one kind of ground will produce fruit. And it takes work to make that kind of ground. So the Lord, by this parable, is telling us, if you want to hear me and understand me, then you must look to yourself and work. You must till your ground. You must remove the rocks. You must take out the weeds. You must be watchful and protect your ground. Then, when I tell you great and holy things in a language that cannot be understood on earth, but only in the heavens, you'll understand. That's what this parable is telling us. You need to prepare your ground. Because otherwise, it will be bad. No matter how much you believe now, no matter how good you are now, if from this point onward you do not struggle, your ground will become bad ground. And you won't bear forth fruit. And that will be a tragedy. So brothers and sisters, understand, the kind of person you are really is the indicator, or not the indicator, but the kind of person you are determines what you understand. You cannot understand God unless you become like Him. It's just not possible. So the kind of ground you are determines whether or not you understand God. It's up to you to be this good ground. Now, of course, God will help us with His grace. But if we do not have the desire to remove the rocks and remove the weeds and struggle to follow the commandments, then we won't bear fruit. And we might know a lot of theological terms, but we won't understand them because they won't be in us. Brothers and sisters, become the good ground. This is a lifelong endeavor. God will help us. And in becoming the good ground, you will understand Him. You will know Him. Amen.